Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., and I just have a very quick word for today's word of hope. I just want to talk and just share something that I was thinking about, the difference between being told the word of God and being taught the word of God. There is a great difference in some cases between being told the word of God and being taught the word of God. Being told the word of God, it means that you have received the message. Being taught the word, it means that the message has reformed your life. Toldness often lands as information or a moment of encouragement. That's toldness. It's in the process of having been told. Taughtness is different than toldness. Taughtness, what it does, it impacts and reshapes our thinking. It impacts and it reshapes our habits, and also our capacity to pass truth on to others. So there is a difference between toldness and taughtness. There are some core distinctions. One is transmission, when you're just told something or you just heard something that was transmitted to you, versus transformation. Transformation is what you have been told. It means that it has transformed your life. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature, old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Told, when you tell someone something, you give them scripture or you give them a sentence of truth, and it may meet an immediate need. So someone can come to you and tell you that they're in dire straits in some type of situation, and you can tell them something that gives them the scripture or give them a sentence of truth that will meet an immediate need. That means that you told them something. But taught something, it means that the truth has been explained, and then the truth impacts that person's life where they will experience the truth that will bring about correction in their behavior and practice so that it changes the heart and behavior. Those are two things. The changing of the heart will produce a change in behavior. If there is no change in the heart, there will be no change in our behavior. So sometimes we have what we call passive reception versus active formation. In other words, person, you can tell a person something, they will receive it, they will let you know, they will nod their head, yes, I hear what you're saying, versus someone that hears and not only nods their head, but they open up their heart, and it brings about a formation in their heart. When you just told something, the listener can remain passive and retain only what they feel to be relevant to their life. So you can tell someone something, they will listen, but they yet will remain passive and will not be impacted. When a person has been taught the word of God, taught means that the learner is engaged. The learner is asked to wrestle with meaning and given exercises or even accountability that will actually produce and bring about spiritual maturity. If you've only been told something and you don't act upon it, it's not going to produce spiritual maturity. But if you have been taught something, then the person becomes engaged, and then the person will become accountable, and that accountability will produce spiritual maturity. And that's what God is calling for. He's calling for us to be changed. We're to be changed. We're not to accept the Lord and remain the same. Jesus spoke several occasions about that. Sometimes people have a one-time encounter versus a sustained apprenticeship. In other words, sometimes people will have something where they're told something and they will respond to it, and it will just be a one-time encounter, but they're never changed in their heart. But when you're taught, you have an ongoing discipleship. Instruction, it builds discernment and also the ability to apply scriptures across situations. When you're involved in situations, you're going to need some biblical indicators. You're going to need some practical biblical indicators. Signs that it was only told is a quick emotional lift that fades. Just because someone has a quick emotional lift that fades, it means that they heard what you said. But if it's a quick emotional lift, then it is going to fade because they have not come to grips with being taught and accept what the Word of God has said. That means that a little change in their daily choices, they don't have any tools for obedience or any further growth, simply because it was just a quick emotional lift that fades. I have prayed for hundreds of people, probably several thousands of people, in my 50 years of preaching and praying for people. And I've seen people get some tremendous lifts, emotional lifts. Sometimes they hit the floor, sometimes they're caught in the spirit. But then once they get up and come to themselves, they go back to that old life. There's signs that when you're taught, you have a clear explanation of what has happened. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature or new creation. The old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And so the hearer can explain what happened to them. They can testify, and they can say with the surety and with truth that something has happened to them that has changed their life. Listen, you need to be a good hearer, a good listener, and you need a good teacher, because good teaching matters. Teaching protects against just empty tradition and even misapplied sayings. When you look and you see that there is a good teacher, I want you to know that good teaching matters. Good teaching can be the difference between eternal life with Christ Jesus and eternal life without Christ Jesus. You have to move beyond merely just hearing truth, but you have to accept truth. You have to accept the word of the Lord. We have to know that we can evaluate our spiritual input by just asking. When we have heard something being spoken, we have to evaluate the spiritual input by asking, this instruction that I heard, did it touch me in my heart? Did it teach me how to obey God? Did I receive it? And now I'm able to obey God. You have to seek teachers who are there to apply the Word of God, the entire whole counsel of God. You can hear, that means that you've been told a truth, but then you have to apply that truth. You have to give some concrete exercises or some concrete habits that you have been spiritually impacted by what you have heard. Then you have to practice that truth that you have heard. And then you have to make sure to know that a spoken word can actually ignite and sustain a fire on the inside that will keep you going until Jesus comes. And I just want you to know, being informed of the word means receiving facts, truth, biblical verses, or a spoken message, and it's about God and the Lord Jesus Christ. It will change your knowledge, and it will also produce an emotional response. I want to say it again. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. That's my word for today, and I thank God for this quick word on Word of Hope.